This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you live from West Palm Beach. Ooh. Thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're still on the YouTube and the Twitch. Hello, yeah. Everybody. How
are
we doing?
It's real. This is a really nice house. Our boss, Parker, he's put a lot of pressure
on
himself.
He's outdone himself.
He's really good at finding good Airbnbs. Because it's not like we're in a mansion or anything. It's just a really nice house that's perfect size for us. But it's on the water, and it's on a lake. On a string of lakes here, Sean.
Yep.
I could take that paddleboard all over this land.
You do that,
and,
man.
And then,
I'll let you go battle the alligators on the warning sign out there.
We've got a pool, and we've got an awesome living room and everything. This is really nice.
It is.
It's going to be a fun week.
And we have four, like, man cave seats right there, like recliners with the drink holders and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving.
We might have to call up all of our acquaintances in South Florida and have them all over. I get my accountants down here, a couple of my friends from high school.
Oh, yeah, let's invite some accountants
your
over. Drug, that'd be badass.
Your drug dealer operates out of here.
Oh, for
we can
sure.
Bring him for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good old time.
Yeah.
As I was flying in last night looking out over some of those container ships, I just wondered. I was like, man, how many illicit things are being smuggled into?
No kidding.
Right there. I'm looking at one of those container ships. There's one of those containers probably has a couple of illegal vehicle imports.
It's beautiful.
And we got another one that's just got, we've got a bunch of seat cushions that have keys of coke jammed into them.
Do you see Spo just left? Spo just walked out the door, man. He's on his way to go get audio over. At the stadium,
the clubhouse.
Yeah, man.
At the Cacti Park.
Hi ho, hi ho! It's off to work, Spo. Go.
So today, if there is a game, we'll be over there.
Yes.
If there's not a game, we'll be swimming in the pool in the rain.
We had a lot of people want us to follow through on the old timey scout. Kind of narrative we were creating last Friday. So I got to get on Amazon today and order some gear.
You already brought one thing.
I brought binoculars with me.
You could use those anyway, obviously.
Yeah,
we got to check out John Singleton.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be Googling him.
Dude, there's going to be...
I hope he doesn't see me looking at him.
The body takes are going to be awesome at this spring training, for sure, with Singleton.
There's a list of cliches that The Athletic did about spring training that we can go over later.
Okay.
I don't think I added it to the list.
Okay, but save it.
Yeah, I was going through and thinking about, like, okay, showing up in the best... It's the best shape of my life. I feel like with Singleton... It's not a cliche with him. He definitely
doesn't look like
he's been transformed.
Yeah, man. He looks good.
And usually when guys make a big body type transformation, I'm skeptical if they've already been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
With Singleton, obviously, there's room for growth.
Yes.
And that growth might come by shrinking, by actually getting smaller.
Well, we had somebody say on the text page, like, are you able to check his eyes?
Yeah,
because just because he's really big doesn't mean that he's going to be able to hit the ball when he swings.
You know, though, but with maybe a little bit more fluidity in his upper body and everything. And it sounds like he gained power despite losing weight. He said he's the strongest he's ever been in the weight room.
Dude, and baseball is such a mental, psychological thing. He's clearly you don't get to be looking the way he does without getting into a better headspace.
Well, can get around on the ball a little bit quicker, then you can be a little bit more patient at the plate, and maybe that'll be it'll be the thing that clicks for him.
We're all rooting for him, man. Yeah. We're all rooting for him. So speaking of body types, Combine is this week as well. We will keep talking football, too, even while we're here at Astros Spring Training. They don't start with the drills until, I think, Thursday this week. Everybody's arriving today.
They do all their battery of tests and interviews.
The tests, the interviews. You've been there before. I have not. So when you get there, the first 3 days is all just poking and prodding and talking to teams and things
like
that.
It used to be more compressed, and you had to do it all, I think, just in 2 days. Maybe it was however many days it was. Maybe it was 3 days. But
like, the old linemen are doing their drills on Sunday, like 7 days from now.
They spread it out a lot more now, so it's not so grueling for
people. Here's my biggest fear for you, especially after reading Bruce Feldman's 40 Freaks article that he had on The Athletic. He has 40 combine freaks that he's looking forward to watching, many of whom are on the list or on our Texans wish list, including Kenneth Grant, who's eighth on the list of his biggest freaks.
I don't think Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, has been – he's been mocked to the Texans a few times. I'm growing – getting to the point where I'll be surprised if he's there at 25 just because he played really well this year, and he's also probably going to test really, really well. These mile-per-hour measurements don't do anything for me. I don't know. I know over 20 is really good for the skill positions, but they did mention that at 340 to 360 pounds, however much he is, he ran a sub-540. Oh, he ran a sub-540 when he first got to Michigan, and that was when he weighed 360. He's lost a little bit of weight over the years, so he showed that discipline. But he ran that
at 360?
Yeah, at 360.
What the hell?
And at some of the reports I see about him, I feel like they're a combination of how he played 2 years ago and then in 2024, because he really grew as a player. He was more technically sound this past year. And he's just too much of a freak. I don't think he's going to be there at 25.
Yeah. Like this will be a... this will be a week where people fall in love with him, probably,
The other good thing, though, too, that gets intriguing, because this is the kind of stuff you get excited about if the Texans draft one of these guys, is that a whole bunch of the offensive linemen that have been mocked to the Texans are also on this freaks list of guys who are going to test really well. So they have upside.
Membu.
Donovan Jackson. Yeah. The one intriguing one is Charles Grant, the offensive tackle out of William & Mary, who I think could probably play guard as well. But he's super, super athletic. But he goes to a school like William & Mary. And we know that Nick Caserio
is allergic to FCS guys.
He claims it's just random chance that he doesn't draft any small school guys. But, man, I don't know. He's been here 4 years now, and he hasn't had any small school
guys.
He
hasn't. No, and this guy, I'm looking at the paragraph on this Grant guy. He's a former wrestler, too.
Yeah.
I like former wrestlers down in the trenches.
Yeah.
Well, that hand-to-hand combat.
The Patriots had an offensive lineman. I'm blanking on who it was. Who's a college wrestler and was really good for a long time.
Yeah.
For the interior offensive lineman, especially, he's a tackle, but I could see them moving him inside.
Yeah, for sure. I think the three position groups, three or four that the Texan fans are going to be looking at. Wide receiver, they work out on Saturday. The offensive linemen are on Sunday. The running back, I'm kind of keeping an eye on the running backs. I'd like to see the Texans dip into this running back pool. I think it was on our show. No, it was on Texans All Access when John Harris said this is the best running back crop he's seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, which is
they work out on Saturday. Saturday's a big day. That's quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs.
That's when the league starts looking at it, and they all think, though, like, oh, well, there's so many running backs. Why? There's some poor kid that made it getting taken in the first round that this year is going to get taken in the second round because people are like,
everybody's waiting.
Yeah, and we still don't. Yeah. Even though last year running backs kind of made a resurgence, we really don't respect them all that much.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll stick around until the second or third round.
Yeah.
So they might end up getting – I still feel like most people want to go all in on either wide receiver, offensive line, or defensive tackle in the first two rounds.
I agree.
I think
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Like, you might be disappointed if they use their second-round pick on a running back.
Any two of those three positions with the first two picks.
Yeah, or tight end, too, in the second round.
Tight end, maybe. Yep, tight end. I have not seen Tyler Warren from Penn State mocked to anybody except the Indianapolis Colts at 14. Every mock draft, Tyler Warren, 14, Indianapolis Colts.
I hope they get him, and then I hope he sucks.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
I really like Tyler Warren, and yet, obviously, he goes to the Colts. I hope he's just awful.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Cold.
Who was that? Who was that stupid white boy they drafted at tight end a few years ago, and then ended up? You went to New Orleans after that, and I hated that howdy doody looking
trying to
piece
pick
of
who
crap.
It would be. Yeah. I'm usually pretty good at this guessing game.
Text in to the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line 713-572-4610.
Hit us up, man. Hit us up.
Who's that white guy I hated?
Shador.
They're not gonna, this specific white guy.
They're all going to text Trevor Penning because they know that you hate him.
Listeners, I'm white. Okay. Yeah. All right. Don't be. Getting all up in your arms about
someone's it. Asking on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, why are all the lights on in the house? Because it's daytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't want to, you know, it looks kind of gloomy if we're just sitting here in a dungeon.
That's right, man. That's right. Someone said, they're right. Y'all left the dishwasher open, someone said.
Well, yeah, we wanted to know that it's, this is a working kitchen. This isn't just for show.
Yeah, this is where we boss Parker around like he's an intern. Go close the dishwasher, Parker. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. And turn the lights off.
I was when I walked in last night and you guys had already been here a few hours, I was like, what am I going to be walking into? There's going to be a crazy party.
Nope.
Are they going to be doing shots or anything?
Nope.
Like, no, it's you guys watching basketball.
Three guys with our legs kicked up on these kick-ass recliners watching some OJ thing on Court TV.
This won't be quite the same atmosphere as when we had pretty much the entire company in New Orleans. This is a small group of, this is basically like the Delta Force.
This is a small group.
We come in quietly.
This is a small group that skews more towards homebodies, I think, too.
Yeah, but we're going to have to do something. We might have to manufacture up some drama or some crazy practical jokes. I watch the kids on YouTube. Yeah, I watch the Paul brothers. What we have to have is you walking out in the morning and there's an alligator in front of your door or something.
Dude.
And that's how you get clicks, Sean.
I'm a little nervous about that. I'm a little nervous.
About the alligators?
Yes.
Last year you were scared of coconuts.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago you were scared of coconuts.
Yeah.
Falling coconuts.
First thing I checked when we got here, I looked up in the palm trees. I'm like, no coconuts.
And this year
you're worried
about alligators.
Yeah.
They're not. You really only have to worry about an alligator if you're a toddler or a small dog.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not going to
lose a limb.
These aren't the crocodiles of the Nile. Yeah. Unless you're like, they're not going to go after you.
Okay.
You're good.
All right.
I remember I used to, I had friends in Orlando when I lived in Jacksonville that had a boat. And you come down, you go water skiing on those lakes. And sometimes you're going close to the shore where it's all reeds and marsh and everything. And those guys, it didn't bother them a bit. I was terrified. I did not want to fall on top of an alligator.
I've gotten more and more scared of water over time.
Yeah.
Just not swimming pools. I'm talking about like wild water, like nature's water. Jameis had me convinced when he was talking about Mike Evans living. When you grow up near water, you're a little different. You know, everything going on in that little pond or lake out there, man. Anything underneath that surface of water, That's their world down there, man.
The snakes scare me more than anything. I'm not worried about alligators. I feel like I could wrestle an alligator. The snakes
are a little tougher to get their arms around.
You don't get any time to wrestle them.
No.
They got their fangs in you, and then you got to – if they get their fangs in you, you still got to touch the snake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to touch – I'm not even scared of dying. I just don't want to touch the snake. I hate snakes.
Kobe Fleener.
Oh, yeah, Kobe
Fleener. Is that
Fleener.
The white person you were talking about?
Oh, I hated him. Yeah.
Yeah. He was Luck's tight end at Stanford also.
That's right. So It was Luck.
They went shopping at the
– Kobe Fleener.
They went shopping at the white tight end Stanford store. We shop at that store, Dalton Schultz.
Well, that's right. Oh, you know, if I could have had a – Kobe Fleener is like – Dalton Schultz, but
it's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad. Apparently, Shedeur Sanders is not working out at the combine. He is going to do all the interviews, and it sounds like to me he's very cognizant that he probably needs to impress some people with these interviews. That there's a lot of chatter about Shedeur. You know, like not where Shedeur's head's at. Like he's a competitor, obviously, but he operates a little differently than your garden variety college quarterback.
And then Shiloh Sanders, who wasn't invited to the combine, he's not nearly the prospect that Shedeur Sanders is. He's hiring a company to give him to set official times.
He is?
I guess. And I was reading the article and I didn't quite get it because you guys have pro days. I don't know what I don't understand why you need to put it out there that you've got an official time.
This is
somebody.
Where the rubber meets the road on Shiloh feeling left out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's been so much about Coach Prime and Shedeur the whole time at Colorado, and Shiloh's been kind of just like lurking in the background. And now
he's like he'd be like if there was a fourth ball brother.
Right. Like the NFL's like, no, you were in the background for a reason, Shiloh.
Yeah.
You're not coming to Indianapolis.
He should start a web series with Cooper Manning.
Yes.
You know,
the third brother, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Maybe Shiloh ends up, you know what, though? I could see maybe Shiloh, because he doesn't have everything heaped upon him, maybe ends up having a longer NFL career than his brother.
Maybe.
We had the question, I asked this question a while back of who would you want the Titans to draft? Like, who would you prefer that they draft or acquire? Sam Darnold, Cam Ward, or Shedeur Sanders?
Did we put that to a poll?
We didn't put it to a poll. The answers I got were pretty split. I did it on a YouTube community
I definitely
post.
Want one of the two rookies. Not because I'm scared of Sam Darnold. It's just that's more intriguing. Interesting to me.
And there's also more of a chance that whoever they draft by the rookie just doesn't work out as a pro at all.
Yeah.
I'm not even throwing shade at Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. There's a good chance. Whereas Sam Darnold might be an actual headache for a few years, even if he's if he is what he is, that like, okay, he can play good, credible football like he did last year, but you can't count him in on the crunch.
Yeah.
That's still a pain in the butt in your division.
Yeah.
So I think I at least want to see Sam Darnold. And it's not like Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are such awesome prospects that they scare me that they're going to be a cornerstone forever. I would much rather see him draft somebody.
I would say Shedeur first, because he's the one that I would really like want to see get humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? And then Cam Ward, and then Sam Darnold. And yet, the more and more mock drafts that come out, and we'll do a mock draft injection in about an hour, the more of them that come out, the more it's like Abdul Carter with the first overall. But like a lot of these mock drafts don't have either of these guys getting picked till like the third or fourth pick.
Yeah.
Which is just weird to me because the Tennessee needs a quarterback and Cleveland needs a quarterback. So they're good enough to get drafted by the Giants at three, but not good enough to get – like, are these prospects – like, are Abdul Carter and Mason Graham good enough?
We were talking about this just – you look at the final four this year of the quarterbacks that were. I think that only one of them was a high draft pick that you just – you can find – quarterbacks all over the place these days, and especially in a year where there aren't really highly regarded ones. We've seen the vast majority of times, that ends up being a wasted number one overall pick.
Yes.
And then you, in a year where you could have gotten an edge rusher or something like that, why did you force it and try to get one of these quarterbacks? You might as well go for a Sam Darnold or somebody else and wait until a better opportunity comes along.
All right, so we got spring training going on, we got combine going on, we got a lot of stuff to get to on the show. Top of the hour, We'll do a deep dive on this spring training and things we're looking for, things we're excited about, intrigued about, maybe a little depressed about with the Astros. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Headlines up next. We'll get you set up for today's hopeful game, fingers crossed, between the Astros and the Marlins. Texans announced their coaching staff on Friday, and I thought there's some interesting wrinkles in there, too. For a staff with very little turnover, some interesting wrinkles there. Rough weekend for the Rockets, at least Saturday was. We'll get into all of that in headlines coming up next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.